You're listening to Juno Afternoon. I'm Shelley Delaney. My next guests are instrumental in teaching and keeping music flowing through Juno schools, even in a pandemic. Joining us now from Juno Alaska Music Matters, Megan Johnson, Executive Director. Hi, Megan.
Hi, thank you for having me today.
Yes, and Lori Hagee, Program Director and Glacier Valley Music Teacher. Hello, Lori.
Hi.
Hi. You're here to talk about some of the programming activities going on with JAM this year. But first, let's remind our listeners, what is JAM and how would you describe your mission?
Yeah, JAM, Juno Alaska Music Matters, serves students from kindergarten through high school, including students at Auk Bay, Glacier Valley, Riverbend Elementary Schools, as well as Zaan-Tikihini. And JAM uses the experience of learning an instrument and playing in an ensemble to not only develop fine musicians, but to foster creative outlet, social emotional growth, and academic readiness.
Anything to add to that, Lori?
I would say, in addition to that, the idea that they learn, it's an El Sistema-inspired program where Dr. Abreu would say that the orchestra is a metaphor for an ideal society, that everyone has their own role, but together create something of beauty and of worth that they could never have done alone. And so our goal is through music for all of our students to see that they are contributors to their society and community.
Hmm. And this year marks the 12th season of Juno Alaska Music Matters, so happy anniversary. I'm not sure how long either of you have been involved, but how would you say the program has changed since the beginning, or at least for as long as you've known it?
Well, Lori Hagee is the founder of JAM 12 years ago, and she invited me to come on 10 years ago when our original cohort, our original group of kindergartners started second grade. In kinder first grade, our students receive 90 minutes of violin during the school day, and then in second grade, they go to a tuition-free after-school club that includes violin, cello, and all sorts of exploratories, music tech, ukulele, songwriting, dance. And that's one of those things that keeps evolving. We're always on the lookout for local artists who are interested in partnering with JAM and want to teach. And so, I mean, it's really organic. Every year is reflective of the arts in our culture, or in Juno. With COVID, of course, we saw a shift to virtual learning, which was challenging, but has also opened up some new avenues for us as well. We will be in person this year, but offering some virtual classes for students with health issues and such. But we also last year offered our first family ukulele class in the evening, which turned out to be a big success. And we had grandparents from far away and family members here at home with their students all playing ukulele virtually. And so those are the kinds of things that, you know, we just keep adding to our program. So that virtual component. And then the website just keeps growing and growing with all sorts of free resources. A big part of Sistema is just, you know, that we give freely everything that we have, that access and equity in orchestra and in instruments is open to all. And so that's another area that keeps growing. And Lori, I'm sure you could think of some more too.
Well, this year in particular, JAM is a program about social change and how can we make it a positive impact for our students and community. And this year, we are partnering with the Juno School District, University of Alaska Southeast, Juno Arts and Humanities Council, and Gold Belt to begin to teach the kindergarten and first grade violin in Tlingit, to help change and reverse the direction of fluent speakers. We're at a point where there's only 40 fluent speakers remaining, and it's our youth that are our hope. And so there's many people, Hune, Lance Twitchell, Kuchyek, Robbie Littlefield, Elders, Dasia, and we also have George Holly writing Tlingit music, so that our kids are learning the language through music, because Tlingit is a tonal language. It has high tones, low tones, long vowels, short vowels, and we know that music is a way to help you remember things. So why not introduce the language through music, and to do it at the 5- and 6-year-old, where their mind is ready for language and they actually have a chance to be fluent, because we're starting at such an early age. So we're very excited. It's called Hatuyeiti. It is inside of us, and it comes from King Gesti David Katzik, who said it's already within us. And so we're really excited to be working on that this year at Sititishanach Glacier Valley.
I agree. I think that is really exciting. I think it's so important that the youngest among us have access to music and access, of course, here in Southeast to the Tlingit language. So say more about what's important to you about the fact that JAM is tuition free and making music accessible to all who want to learn.
Yeah, I mean, you know, accessibility and equity and diversity in the orchestra. And those are all foundational principles to a Sistema program and core values for JAM. You can see that through instruments. We provide instruments like library books. They're checked out to students' accounts. And we even, when we have extras, we loan them out to students all throughout the community. There is never a registration cutoff date. Because we know, you know, students who might be in two family homes, it takes longer to get a permission slip in. And so, you know, all those little things help us keep music equitable and accessible. We are tuition free. We're very fortunate in that we have a lot of family members, parents who are willing to donate, but we have no scholarship application. It's completely freely given.
And we do that because music has lifelong benefits, and it becomes a privatized opportunity only for those who can afford it. I mean, it's $1 a minute for a private lesson. And as Megan said, every child deserves access to the benefits that music brings lifelong. I mean, we're even hearing that if you at least play an instrument for at least 2 years, you can stave off Alzheimer's. I mean, that's how the length that learning an instrument can have on the well-being of an individual.
Now, how did each of you get involved in Juneau Alaska Music Matters? I know Megan is a musician herself, and Lori, you're one of the founders. How did it all come together in the beginning, 12 years ago?
Well, I was involved in a fellowship at the New England Conservatory. Dr. Abreu, who won the TED Prize, I don't know if folks are familiar with the TED Talks, but they always honor somebody who has an idea worth spreading. And so I spent a year in Boston and actually went to Venezuela, where we saw these programs in action, showing how music can bring such positive change to a community. And the part of the fellowship was I had to be geographically flexible to go somewhere to start a program. And luckily, Juneau and Glacier Valley, which is where it started, said, "We'll make it happen here, Lori." And I'm so proud to be in a community, because we're probably in the only one in the United States where we're only accessible by boat or plane, 30,000 people. We don't have a university with a music program here. And yet, because of this community and the way in which we work together, we're able to serve, you know, not on COVID times, you know, over 500 children. And that speaks volumes to how this community and the talent here work together to serve and give opportunities for our kids. So I just want to say gracias to Juneau and all of our partners who have helped keep this program going and growing in our 12th year.
Well, Megan and Lori, thank you so much for speaking to me today. I am so happy that I could help share with our listeners all the wonderful work that JAM is doing, Juneau Alaska Music Matters. And as we say goodbye today, we have a clip that you wanted to share with our listeners. Yadu ak geek yayi jayi. Here's my violin. Would you want to set it up for me, please?
Sure. This is sung by Kutyek Robbie Littlefield. She teaches Tlingit at the university, and they now have a certificate in Tlingit language and in Tlingit teaching. And so she translated this song that we teach in English about the different parts of the violin, but you're going to hear it in Tlingit. And the violin in Tlingit is Gekja.
Gekja. Cool. Well, thank you both very much. I'm going to play that next, but I just wanted to say thanks again for your time, and I hope you have a wonderful afternoon, and gunosh chish.
Gonna cheese.
Take care.
Thank you.
Yadu ach ichjayi, yak ye te ach chas ye di, ee di ji dog untik a wustin slagau nagati. Yadu zet chat lektai. Seat yadu ach saksiyas. Yadu tlit ka a uti. Kukasayek risatin.